With restricted procedures, there are also specific requirements and conditions that need to be met to use an EUMR. Immediate intervention must be needed to protect the person or others from imminent risk of physical harm, and the type of manual restraint used must be the least restrictive intervention. Imminent risk means that someone, the person themselves or other people, including you as staff, is about to get physically harmed or is already getting physically harmed right now. The manual restraint must end when the threat of harm ends. If you are in a situation where you think an EUMR is the least restrictive option, you must first ensure a manual restraint procedure is not implemented in the following circumstances.
With a child in a manner that constitutes sexual abuse, neglect, physical abuse, or mental injury. With an adult in a manner that constitutes abuse or neglect. It cannot violate a person's rights and protections. A manual restraint cannot be implemented to restrict a person's normal access to a nutritious diet, drinking water, adequate ventilation, necessary medical care, ordinary hygiene facilities, normal sleeping conditions, or necessary clothing. Or deny contact with legal counsel, a legal representative, or next of kin. It cannot be used as a substitute for adequate staffing for the convenience of staff, as punishment or as a consequence, or use a prone restraint, or apply back or chest pressure while a person is in a prone position, supine, face-up position, or sideline position.